It turns out that the program for recording crashed, so I just at the very end of the lecture. So here is another extra few minutes to complete the lecture and also to finish on the topic on the equation of state. So the equation of state that we have the equation of state to relate or to find the relationship for the pressure and to complete the set of the equations. From thermodynamics, we know that the pressure can be related to the volume and the temperature in the system. And in plasma physics, we usually use the following expression for the pressure. So I mean, one is given here. Here we have the volume, and here we have the number of molecules in this volume. And now the most useful expression for us is this, the following one, which is now N is given as the number of molecules per volume divided by the volume, which means that this is the particle number density. Density. The equation of state gives us the value of the pressure as a function of density and temperature. So in this case, it's the value of the number density, for example. And this is a kind of assumption. Our assumption that it holds. And once it holds, we know from thermodynamics and statistical physics and statistical mechanics that this holds. So if this holds, then we can say that we have closed our set of equations. However, this and then we can solve the set of fluid equation. We can solve the continuity equation, the momentum equation, together with the equation of state for the case of the fluid. Now the question is how this relation look like. I have already mentioned that from thermodynamics, we have this expression P equals to N cold T, where K is a Boltzmann constant. But that's one of the possible relations between the pressure and the density and temperature. And this is called the isothermal equation of state, where we have that the pressure is proportional to the density. And we can write that basically KB, T, and N. And this KT is a proportionality where the temperature and K gives a proportionality constant. But we can also have the adiabatic adiabatic relationship when the changes are fast, when we are considering, for example, fast phenomena, then we have that the pressure and the density and the product of them is constant. gamma, which is a function of Cp over Cv. So that's basically the depending on the heat capacities here. So these are the main equation of states that are considered in the fluid dynamic, in the fluid mechanics. The isothermal one can be used when the thermal conductivity is large, the isothermal equation of state. Now one could ask, when is this thermal conductivity large? And one could write the conductivity or variations in the in the temperature as the function of time, which is related to the dT, to the gradients in the temperature in the system. It's a kind of diffusion equation. This has a form of the diffusion equation, which is following from the second Fick's law. And this is related to the heat flux, where the heat flux is given by the dT, the proportionality constant, and delta T. So that's the heat flux. So it tells us something about how fast the heat can propagate in the system. And now we would need to ask ourselves when it is large. When you take this diffusion equation for the temperature, if you consider that this gradients here and time can be related to some characteristic length scale, and the time scale, which we write tau, then you can find the characteristic velocity for the propagation, which is related to the this characteristic length scale and the time scale. And the diffusion flux characteristic velocity is then related to this expression. So now this delta is, you can recall that the Nabla operator, for example, in one dimension is d over delta dx, and that is basically related to some delta x, which is the length scale. So you can relate it to the minus dt over 1 over the length scale. That means now that characteristic velocity for the heat flow is much larger than the velocities that are of interest in the system, and for example some flow velocity or some oscillations, then we can speak about smooth variations. And then we have the isothermal equation of state. However, if now our changes in the system are faster than this characteristic speed of propagating the temperature, then we have the adiabatic, then we need to use the adiabatic equation of state. So basically, depending on which phenomena we are considering, either slow phenomena or fast phenomena, with respect to the system that is allowing the propagation of the temperature, heat propagation, then we need to use either isothermal or adiabatic. Or adiabatic equation of state. So for slow variations with respect to the and with respect to this system propagating to the heat conductance, then we can use the isothermal one. But if our variations are really fast, then we need to use the adiabatic one, because then our variations do not impact the temperature. So, for example, in the sound waves in neutrons and gases, this dT controls, in fact, temperature variations for wavelengths that are comparable to collisional mean free path. So that means that we should use the adiabatic way of adiabatic equation of state if we want to consider the sound waves in gas. Finally, let us make a few notes on heat capacities, which are used in the adiabatic equation of state. And the heat capacity is relates the heat needed to raise a temperature per some time per one unit. And it's also related to the change in the energy in the system, right? Where here we can write that the work is the pressure times delta of the volume. We can also have the specific heat capacity when we take this heat capacity, capital C, then we have specific heat capacity, C equals C over the mass of them. But then the CV is determined as the change of the internal energy kept at the constant volume. And Cp is equal to change with the constant pressure. And they are a bit different. And it's P constant. So that, okay, this should be P constant. Okay, and for the idea, because, and then for the ideal gas, we usually use that Cp over Cv is equal to 5/3. You can also find relations that Cv is equal to 3/2 of nk, and then we can write that Cp is equal to Cv plus nk. Okay, but I think this was just a digression, because that's something that we have already covered in the previous courses, I hope. This is just to remind you just that you don't need to search back in your notes from the previous lectures. We'll stop here, and the next lecture will take these equations in use, and we'll see how to get into the dynamic solutions and how to obtain some waves that are hidden in these equations that describe the fluid, the general fluid. Thank you for today.